from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. An ambulance took an 8-year-old and a 9-year-old to TADH last night after they were seriously hurt in a collision on Kamiskosha Lake. Provincial police say that around 7:30, the personal watercraft the kids were on collided with the boat that was on a boat lift. The police investigation is ongoing. Instead of running east and west on 3rd Avenue, this summer's BIA Urban Park and Farmers Market are running north and south on Cedar Street between 2nd Avenue and Algonquin Boulevard. At today's official opening of the Urban Park, President Corey Robbins said the BIA is ready for the impact of connecting link reconstruction once it reaches Cedar Street.
The detour is going down 2nd, but we know our Timmins population is going to take 3rd as a shortcut sometimes, and we do not want to impact that vehicle traffic in front of all of our stores, which is why we're closing Cedar Street.
Parking at Meters downtown is free on Wednesday for the park and Thursdays for the market all summer. The federal government is lashing out at Meta's refusal to back down from blocking Canadian news from Facebook and Instagram. Heritage Minister Pablo Rodriguez says the government will suspend all advertising on the two social media platforms. The Online News Act forces companies like Meta and Google to pay media outlets for content that is shared or otherwise repurposed. Google said last week it would do the same, but Rodriguez said today he's hopeful a deal can be struck with the tech giant. So far, there are no plans to stop advertising with Google. The bill comes into force at the end of this year. Your bank might be ready to cut you some slack on your mortgage. A new set of guidelines will standardize the way federally regulated lenders can offer mortgage relief to homeowners struggling under high interest rates. Many people with variable rates have seen their payments soar as the Bank of Canada raised its interest rate 4.5% in the past year, while homeowners renewing their fixed rate terms are also seeing increases. The new policy from the Financial Consumer Agency of Canada will allow lenders to forgive costly fees for prepayment, as well as internal fees for altering mortgage terms and not paying interest on interest. Banks are encouraged to proactively monitor their mortgage lists for people at risk of financial distress and contact them to explain their options. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.